For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good.
They are in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God.
Oh Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the words be silent before him.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be settled in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. For he hath done marvelous things. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All of us.
Let us sing hymn number 424, standing on the promises. Standing on the promises of God. Let's sing all before standing the great hymn of the church. Hymn number 424. Reflect, remember, recall what the Lord has done. If you're not able to kneel, you can stand. As we close out 2024 in church, at the altar, the last Sunday, you pray. The first Sunday, you will pray. And now the last Sunday of the year, you still pray. Won't he do it?
Yeah, he will.
It's been a tough year, but I'm still here.
Come on,
it was tough, but
Psalms 1-8. May God bless you all.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Can we give God a hand clap of praise just for making it into his house one more time? Amen, amen. I greet each of you in the joy of Jesus. We give honor to Pastor White and to Reverend Huggins and each of you, my brothers and my sisters. We hope that you have received the bulletin, and we will do a few highlights, and then we will move on. We've had an eventful morning, and it's just good to be in the house of the Lord, safe and sound. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to pause at this time to celebrate and welcome our guests. If there are any guests in the house who would like to greet us, you may do so at this time. Any guests? Any guests who would like to greet us? Amen. Amen. We'd like to salute, I'm sorry. Okay, my sister, you may greet us at this time. Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like to tell us your name or anything? Or? Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's give God a hand clap of praise for you being here. All three of you, it's good to see you here worshiping with us today. Thank you so much. Amen. We'd like to salute the family of Sister Deborah Faye Brown today, and we're glad to have them. See Ari and Nina, I'm losing it. Bree, okay, all right. Would you all like to stand and wave at us today? No, not really? All right. Amen. Amen.
Good to see you.
Yeah, our prayers are with Brother Ed Brown and family as they return home. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Are there any other gifts? Amen. So this, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. We'd like to say to all of you that all of you who chose John's Chapel as your worship location today that we're very happy to have you. We pray that you've been blessed so far and that you will be blessed all into the service. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming. Now we call your attention to the bulletin. I'll highlight a few things and then you can get down to the serious part once you get home and resting this afternoon. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we call your attention to the announcements on page 6. We have a bereavement notice. We're asking for prayers for our own Tiffany Davis and the passing of Sister Melody Carter, her mother, and it was very unexpected. Our sincere condolences and prayers for Tiffany, her daughters, and Sammy Mills, especially during the Christmas and the New Year's holidays. For all those who are in the bereavement at this time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Also, I've been asked to request prayers for Sister Ruthie Warren, who's in Flowers Hospital in Dothan. So please keep her in your prayers as well.
Amen.
The opportunities to worship and serve this week, you see those watch night at 10 o'clock on Tuesday night. And be sure to put all this on your calendars. We want to ask you on page 5 to get the details of the Watch Night service, which is at 10 p.m., and also the Two Hearts, One Faith on the couples ministry. Be sure to read those details. You don't have to be married, but you're in a relationship. Just read those details, and that will be a blessing. Amen. At this time, we'd like to pause and celebrate our birthdays. On today, Tiffany Davies, January 2nd, Sister Patricia White, our First Lady. January 3rd, Shamira R. Edwards. And January 4th, Brianna Simmons. Are there any other birthdays coming up this week that I might have missed? Amen. So at this time, we'd ask that the honorees remain seated. Everyone else, please stand with your big voices on and let let's sing Happy Birthday to our celebrant.
Happy birthday to you.
Sing.
Happy birthday.
Come on, sing.
To you.
Sing, baby, the barber, sing. Sing. Sister Hall, baby girl. Tiffany, okay, Tiffany, okay. Tiffany, okay, there you go. There you go. She got gifts. We got gifts for you. She's gonna give you a gift. There you go. There you go. Thank you. Sister Deborah Faye is passing out gifts. All right, Sister Queen, what you saying to her? That's Sister Queen? She talking to her? All right. Deborah Faye, y'all good? All right. Okay. All right, good. Bless you, bless you, bless you. So let's get ready for Watch Night Service. Watch Night Service, pretty within our bulletin. Live in 2025. When? December the 31st. Here at our church, we'll start at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock p.m. Now, Brother Maxie Hazard is preparing hot fish and hot grits for us. Okay? So, live, bringing in 2025. December the 31st, here at our church. We're going to start at 10 o'clock p.m. And we're going to have worship service all the way up to 12 o'clock. Okay? We need all our members to be here. We need all our friends to be here. We're going to have a good time, amen, bring it in the year 2025, going live in 2025. Bring your cell phones so we can go live in 2025, amen. How y'all like that? Yeah. We're going to go live 2025. Bring your cell phones, amen. Amen. When you go live, that's a sign that you're alive, right?
Dead people can't go live, right? Amen. So go live in 2025, amen? So bring your cell phone. Bring your cell phone. We'll go live in 2025. And we're going to have a good time. And so after worship service, we're going to fellowship hall. We're going to have some hot grits and some hot fish. Delicious hot grits and hot fish. And we're going to have some music. We're going to have the hats. What are they called? Confetti? Confetti? Yeah, confetti. We're going to have, would you blow that thing? I mean, yeah, that. We're going to have that. We're going to have a party. Amen. Sister Harden, you ready? Yeah. I was singing Cool in the Game this morning. That song, what that song they sing? There's a party going on. You know that one? Yeah, celebration. Yeah, that's that song. Good time. Bring it in 2025. So let's get ready for 2025, December 31st, 2024. All right? Also, let's get ready for several things to take place, several meetings, our store board meeting. Let's get ready for our store board meeting, so they'll be alert for our store board meeting in January, as well as for our official board meeting in January, so we can get ready for our church conference in January. So we have all those dates prepared for us in January, so we can be prepared going into February, getting ready for our Founders Day celebration on the second Sunday. So be ready in January for our store board meeting, our official board meeting, and a church conference, and we'll present our budget for the church year and our calendar for the church year, and we're going to get ready to move forward, ready to work. I am so excited about kingdom building. I have a passion for souls. I mean, it's still burning. Amen. I'm like, God, what is this? This hunger for souls. I thank God for that type of taste and that desire. Where not just chapel are being blessed. I want other folk to be blessed also, delivered and healed, and feel what I feel. Do you have that thirst, that hunger for souls? I'm not talking about for a house or a car or stuff, but for souls. Paul prayed. Paul said, God, hurt me and not the people. Moses prayed. Moses said, God, let the people live, but take my name out the book. Jesus prayed. Jesus said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. When you're hungry for souls, you want to see other people be blessed. And I love it. When you delete yourself and say, God, what else can I do? What more can I do for kingdom building? And we have a lot to do for our city, for our community, and for our county. And I'm ready. And I know that you all are ready. So let's get ready to move forward for the things of God. Anything else? Y'all ready? Okay, we got a basket full of water. Amen. All right, come on. All right, guys, y'all ready? What else we have? We did birthdays. All right, we have a praise dance. Okay, we're getting ready for that. We got tithes and offering. Let's get ready now for our offering. What about? Amen. Y'all did y'all meet and greet? Y'all ain't do meet and greet? Y'all didn't? We didn't? Okay, we didn't? Okay, blessing the city then, okay? I thought I was already hyped, but okay. All right, y'all hyped. Okay, let's go. Blessing the city, yeah. All right, let us stand along the church, amen. Shake your neighbor hand. Wave at your neighbor, amen. Bump fish your neighbor. Let them know that you are glad to see them this morning. Come on, let us stand. Let us stand along the church. Come on, y'all, we got 10 minutes. Not necessarily. All right, let's get ready now for the giving of our tithes and offering. No, we ain't need that yet. All right, let's get ready now for the giving of our tithes. So tithing works in three areas. The first area, we are being obedient to the word of God. The second area, it helps with the maintenance of the building. And the third area is the spreading of the gospel. So your tithing is not in vain. You contribute in three areas when you tithe. So repeat after me, when I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. Come on, let us stand all over the church. Let us stand all over the church. Follow the leadership of our ushers. Our ushers start from the back. They're going to come down the center aisle. We're going to come down the center aisle and give. Come on, come on, come on around. Come on around. Come on around. Come down the center aisle and give. Come on, ushers. Come on, come on.
Yesterday, a man stepped up to me. He said, how can you smile when the world is coming in? I said, here's my secret. When I want to cry, I take a look around and I see room getting by. I say, hold on, change is coming. I say, hold on, don't worry about it. I say, hold on, you can't make it. Hold on. All right.
everybody. The scripture I'm going to be reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
Thank you. Accident this morning.
but still came into the house of God. I was running late, and he said, ain't you going to preach? I was saved. But I want to say, if you're okay, but thou goes on. Like our pastor said, life be life in you. Don't let life you, just go about your business. And to my father in his absence, my mother is feeling I left her under the weather. But he must even go to church this morning. So he went to Trinker Street in Dalton. But he wanted to come. My mother wanted to come here. They called me, kept calling me on the way to church. And I just said, thank goodness. It's good that your parents, both of your parents, are still living and able to be in a right mind. I worry about my mother, and she worries constantly about me, and that gets on my nerves sometimes. But she does worry about me. To our presiding elder, whom I love, to our Bishop McAllister, to all the saints here. It's as good to be here today, now that I got all that over with. I will get to my message, the message this morning, was particular, and I'm glad that the pastor asked me to read this scripture, because I looked at him and said, that's my opportunity. Well, it's coming from Psalm 34, but I read verses 1 through 8. And I will lift up verse 1 and verse 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Verse 8. All taste and see the Lord is good.
Yes, he is.
Blessed is the man who trusts in him. The scripture for today.
Amen.
We will bless the text sermon for today. Bless the Lord at all times. Bless the Lord at all times. When I think about it sometimes, thinking about that time that I've been in a predicament. So many of us have been in the predicament. We don't know what to do. Like Pastor said, life be life in you to death. But if you remember that David was in the predicament at that time, David, King Saul, had got so envious of him that he threatened to kill him. David ran to the Philistine in hiding, went to the king, and the killing part, they still remember how he killed Goliath. David had Goliath's sword with him when he went to the Philistine king. You can find that all in 1 Samuel 20, verse chapter. But David went to Goliath's sword. to the Philistines. And you know, Paul was saying, is this man going to the Philistines? Not only did he go to the Philistines, he went to Gal, Goliath's hometown. Now, you know, it was a bunch of bad blood for him when he went to Gal. Gal, you can't do that. I think of a homecoming weekend with you say, all the preachers say, we're going to beat them. We're going to beat this team. And the other team won't you. And you are so hot. That's the situation what David was in. He was in a rock and a hard place. He had to be. I say, what can he do but play crazy? He had to play crazy. Going to Gal, Goliath hold down the guy whom he killed with his sword as a trophy. And great David was scratching and foaming at the mouth, and people thought he was mad, but David was playing crazy. Still, he was praising God, singing, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. They had sent him away into the cave with a mismatch, a real route of false red tail. Abandoned, you would think the 18 you think about that. Nobody wants you, but they were good. But nobody wanted them, but they trusted the Lord. David wrote, I will bless the Lord at all times, in a cave, in a rock and a hard place. He said he would bless the Lord at all times. His praises will be continually be in my mouth. Now, folks, I know good and well we had some good times, but we had some hard times too. But still, like these ladies gathered up here today and praise dance for the Lord. Praise dance in front of the church. They showed each and every one of us, regardless what happened, whether we sick or something, happy and excited, full of energy. We're going to continually praise the Lord. His praises will be in our mouth. Church, I don't know about you, but I'm grateful this morning. Grateful to be in that number. Grateful to be in the house of the Lord. All that stuff in 2004 could have taken me out. Could have taken all of us out. But we are grateful that we are here today. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful. This poor man cried out to the Lord, and the Lord heard me. This poor woman cried out to the Lord, and he heard her. This poor church congregation, these church members cried out to the Lord. And he heard us. That is powerful. I'm grateful that the Lord heard us. Now, I want to encourage everybody. You don't how to, you don't have to have it all together one day. Let God make it as you have to have all together. God wants you to show up in your life. He wants to show up and show out. It's all kinds of stuff you can continually do. Lord, we'll praise you in his mouth. I look at the fact, he did not say that. He delivered me. He delivered me from my circumstance. See, David was here in the same circumstance, but he delivered him from his fear. That's what you want each and every one of us. Like we've been saying, like I've been saying, like Pastor White been saying, like we like in you, but can you bless the Lord at all times, with good and the bad, through thick and thin, through a rock and a hard place, in a palace or in a cave, can you bless the Lord? I want to encourage everybody. We got you going to probably go through some stuff, but that's okay. Bless the Lord at all times. I want to encourage you to taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes, he is.
Taste and see that he is good.
Yes, he is.
He takes each and every one of us. Paul, taste and see that the Lord was good. People thought that Paul was crazy. Paul had it all, but he realized it was nothing but done compared to having God. We can have it all, but if we don't have God, we don't have nothing. Our life is just dumb. Our life is life enough, but taste and see. No matter what the situation you are in, taste and see that the Lord is good. I love and think about my little niece. She's like Mikey. He won't eat it. He hates everything. So I tell her, try it, taste it, and see if it's good. I tell everybody in the church, whenever you're going through a problem, just try it, taste it, and see. You come out praising the Lord, blessing the Lord at all times, regardless of the situation. He will bless you. He will bless you abundantly. Taste and see. Dear let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, for allowing us to be here in 2024. This is our last Sunday, but we can go with you, go on into 2025. Tasting and seeing that the Lord is good. He will deliver us from all our fears. He has a table prepared before us in the presence of our enemies. Sometimes our enemies can be our own self, but we are still willing and able to prepare our table for take what the Lord has on us and see that he's good. In the name of Jesus, amen.
want to bless the Lord this morning. Amen, amen, amen. Did not our hearts burn within us as the man of God preached this morning? Thank you, Reverend Huggins Jr. Amen. Let's get a preacher another hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 Wonderful message. Very, very timely message. Very personal message. And he pounded that about time for us to taste and see. Amen. It's personal. He made it crystal clear that God is not going to force himself upon us. God is not going to manipulate us or trick us. You have an opportunity to try him for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And David was very clear on it. He said, I'm not going to speculate or assume concerning the goodness of the Lord. He said, I tried it for myself. And the Lord is good.
Yes, he is.
It's nothing I read about in a book or I heard during testimony service. The man said, I tried it for myself and the Lord is
good.
He's good.
Yes, he is.
So that's where we are this morning.
Yeah.
It's time for you to taste and see.
Yeah.
For yourself that the Lord is.
Yeah,
it's
good.
It's good. Going in 2025, you got to develop that personal connection with him so that you can have that positive self-talk. You can't go in 2025 with that negative spirit, negative self-talk. You're killing your dreams, you're killing your goals. Before you even get started. Can't make it. Not going to succeed. It's over. We're not going to thrive. Just negative self-talk. But David said, I weave positive self-talk. You can't make it and you will make it in 2025. I shall live and not die, declares the Lord. Great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. If God is for me, who can be against me? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that lies on truth. In store for you. Just trust and never doubt. Watch how God bring you out. Bless you, Pastor. Thank God for you. The choir will give us a selection of their choice. Maybe you're here this morning and you want to come and say, God, I'm ready. I'm ready. Before I go into 2025, this is the last Sunday in 2024. And God, I'm coming with that yes. I'm coming with a yes. I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to be positive. I'm coming with a yes this morning. I'm going to close out my year with a yes. I'm not saying yes to people. I'm saying yes to you. I'm not saying yes to the family. I'm saying yes to you. I'm not saying yes to the church. I'm saying yes to you. This is your opportunity to come this morning. If you're not saved, you want to be saved. You want to come and say, God, I'm saying yes to you. Come on, come. Come. Maybe you're saved and you want to come and say, God, I'm saying yes. Yes to you this morning with my commitment, with my desire. I'm coming to say yes to you. I'm saved and I'm sanctified. But God, I struggled in 2024. But in 2025, I'm developing a new mindset. Before the year even get here, I'm saying yes right now. In the name of Jesus. Maybe you're here this morning and you're saved and you're sanctified and you got a relationship with the Lord, but you're searching for a church home. You saying, God, this commit to you and John Shepherd. I'm coming, God, to do ministry. I'm coming, God, ready to work for you. Come, 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 come. If you clap while they're coming, more people will come. I believe if you clap while they're coming, more people will come. Come on, come, 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 come. You coming with a commitment. You coming to say, yes, Lord, I'm coming with a commitment. God, I'm coming with a stronger commitment. I did okay in 2024, but God, in 2025, I know I can do better. I know I can do better. God, I gave you crumbs in 2024, and you were good to me. But God, today is the day I'm going to announce and declare I will do better in 2025. Come on and say yes to God. Come on, come on, come on, come on. There you go. That's the right choice. That's the right decision. You better make your way to the altar. You know the Lord been good to you. You know the Lord been, the Lord have brought you from a mighty long way. You better make your way. You better make your way. Don't you wait in New Year's. Don't you wait and watch night service. You better come on now while the blood running warm in your veins. You better come. You better come. Keep clapping while they're coming. Keep clapping while they're coming. Come, come. Come. Maybe you want to intercede. Maybe you want to pray for somebody. This is your opportunity to come. 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 Come.
Yes, Lord.
Come. 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 Come.
Yes, Lord.
It's you.
Come on, baby. To the death of my soul.
Available for all the ones who celebrate the birthday in the month of December. Amen. So going to Fellowship Hall, we have cake and cupcakes available for all the ones who celebrate the birthday for the month of December and our guests and members. We have plenty. We have plenty. Cake and cupcakes and water and I think something else. What else? That's it? Okay. I thought I saw some chips and cookies. Okay. Ice cream, I did. I thought it. Okay. All right. Lord have mercy. Somebody say he hungry. All right, y'all done? We done? Thank you, men. Outstanding. Thank you, men. Outstanding. Thank you, Deborah Faye Brown. Where are you? Stand up. I'm sorry. I know you ain't asked for this. But I want to commend you and your committee for decorating our church for Christmas. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give our hand of praise. Her and her committee worked so hard. And they did a great job with the Christmas tree and all the decoration throughout the church. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So get ready for next year. Her and her team, they're going to, you know, do more and more. Each round go higher and higher. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Sister Knight, along with our women, outstanding women of praise, dance. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. They nailed it. They nailed it. They nailed it. They nailed it. I could go on and on and on and on. But thank you, John Chapel. Thank you all. We are on. We're on course. We're headed in the right direction. A lot of eyes are on us, which is a good thing. It's good to be a trailblazer. It's good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't frown on that, John Chapel. Embrace that. I like that. People calling us, saying that folk watching us. I said, that's good. I'm not going to let down or back up or pump my brakes. Uh-uh. That's what we're supposed to do. Right? Y'all scared? Can't be scared in leadership, you know? Coach Crawford, who you like? We got to win the game. Can't go in the game defeated already. We can do it. We don't want to win the game. We got it. We're doing good. In other words, folk are excited about what's taking place in the city of Enterprise. We're going to join in with other men throughout the city of Enterprise. We just developed something with Brother Ricky Brick and with Dr. Nichols just in. This morning, we gone. We done. What we call it? What we call it? Coffee and conversation. Once a week or once a month? Once a month. What was that? No, we're going to put it together. Coffee and conversation. Amen. It's going to grow. It's going to grow. It's going to take off. All right. That's how to praise God for whom I bless and flow. Amen. Amen.
Pray.
showers from on high.
Yeah.
And when the morning came,
yeah,
he hung them out to dry.
Yeah.
He washed every blade of grass and every trembling tree. He dashed his waters against the hills and swept the billowing sea. The white rose was much whiter. The red was more red as he washed their tiny little faces and put them all to bed. Oh, I saw God wash the world last night. Oh, if he only washed me all my dirt, filth and grime, as he did the old white birch tree. Now unto him who's able to keep us in 2025, just like he kept us in 2024. To the only wise God, our Savior, grace, peace, mercy, rest from the Bible, these thy children, now henceforth and forevermore. And all believers said,
amen.
Come on here now, you believer.
Pastor White.